It's always a good day when you get to come to the livestock market, and we're at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market this afternoon, and really neat to be here to talk about what's going on tomorrow, but also what goes on at this market every Thursday. And you guys have got some great sales. Tom's with us, and Tom, you guys have had Tom Barnett, and you guys have been having some good sales. In fact, you had a really good sale yesterday.
Yes, yesterday was a big sale. Market was really good, been really good. Seems like every week since Christmas. And it's like that generally. You'll have a little bit, yesterday he called the market sort of steady to a little higher, and it probably would have been, especially on some bigger cattle. Lighter cattle might have been just a tick steady to not quite as high as some of them in the past, but, when they're calling for all this rain and wind and storms coming up this weekend, it does put a little uncertainty sometimes in some of the people that want to buy something. So, it doesn't have to just be snow and ice. It can be, the talk of wind, storm, rain, and stuff like that in an extreme amount can have an effect on people that want to buy some, especially local, that's going to be right here in the middle of it. So, but yeah, we have been having some really good sales, and the market's been really good. Been happy with it. Yeah. Sure have.
You can't beat the market. I mean, the prices have just remained high for cattle, and I think Dr. Burdine with UK said a couple of years ago, how will they remain that high or not? And it's been pretty steady.
Yes. I think the cattle market has a good outlook. The cow-calf man has really been, but he's the one that he does a lot of the work all year long. It takes everybody in every phase to get that animal from being born to the plate on the other end, if you will. But, I think the people, especially over the past year, have been really rewarded for sticking it out, sticking with those cows. It's not always easy to do. You have to, cows are a 12-month, a year job. They eat every day, have to be taken care of every day. They don't take a day off, especially when it's cold in the wintertime. You can't just go to Florida and forget about them and show back up when the grass is and have them. So, you have to sort of tend to them all year to have that. And, you tend to them all year, you sell one calf a year, pretty well. So, it's a job that it's a high risk. Here lately it's been a high reward. It's not always been that way. So we're very fortunate for it to be that way right now. Outlook is, still good, I think, for the near future. A couple years down the road, it'll be interesting to see. But, for right now, people just need to enjoy it.
Had a farmer tell me back in December, and he said, son, it's hard to hold on to replacement heifers when they're selling for $4 a hundred.
Yes. That is something to think about. We do have, I'll go ahead, and this is for the bull sale, I guess, mm-hmm. but since you gave me a chance, I'll go ahead and pump the heifer sale a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because the people that put the heifers in this heifer sale, they do all the hard work. They do that for you. When you keep a heifer, you sort of say, I'm going to keep this heifer, and it's going to be 3 years before I see any money out of her. So, maybe as high as they are to sell the heifer calves, think about maybe selling your calves and coming to a heifer sale like we might have here and buying some really high-quality replacement females. They're going to have a calf that year and sell a calf that year instead of having to go through that 3-year wait period. Right. So that is something to think about, and I'm not saying anything against keeping your own females. Right, yeah. That's if somebody really feels that strongly about their genetics and their bloodlines, by all means. But, if you just like good cattle and you don't really have to know exactly where every track of their, past has been, you just want a nice animal that's going to do a good job for you. You can come to something like that and buy a really high quality animal that's going to be ready to have a calf pretty quick and then sell a calf within 6 to 7 months. So you don't have to go through that 3-year wait period to get some of your money back.
Tom, you guys are great partners here at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market with Matt Futrell sitting behind me, but you guys have been great partners with UK and UT on the bull sales for 3 years now. With the cattle sales, I mean, you've been doing I think Kevin Laurent said just celebrated the 25th anniversary for the bred heifer sales, and so it's a good partnership there. But you really are concerned about making sure farmers have some good options for the farm.
Yes, I think it's very important that for us to have a good relationship with Extension, because they know their constituents and their the people that they deal with on the farm every day. They know what they have to do, and we're sort of in tune both to that and the other side of the market, the people that want to buy that product, the people that are into background in that product. And, I really think it's important to have some good communication there Matt Futrell, David Ferquin, Kevin Laurent, several others. They have always been excellent to work with, you know, do a great job.
Right.
You know, you call them, you can get an answer. If they don't know, they say, I'll find out and let you know. And that means a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, it's nothing wrong with playing I don't know.
No, right, exactly.
But being able to go out and find out and get back and tell somebody, hey, this is what we need to do or this is how this needs to be, you know, that means a whole lot.
You know, and sales like this tomorrow are building a reputation. Earlier, Matt was here. Who is Matt back up now? But a gentleman here looking to buy tomorrow, and he came to check everything out and talk to, and ask some questions. And you know, so it's getting a reputation of, hey, if I need a good quality bull or need some good quality heifers, here's a place to come get them.
Yes, it's also a good place for the consigners. You know, I've been in the market, and hey, listen, everybody's not going to sell at a sale. There, you know, there's going to be lots of animals sold private treaty. I understand that. But I understand that also that's what I've been involved with my whole life. It's hard to try to get me to go to the side of the fence that does not think that the best way to capture the most value is to get everybody in a spot, put the product, whatever it's a heifer, a bull, whatever, in front of a group of buyers and let them bid on it. Because, you know, how do you know that person that offered you $4,500 at home wouldn't give $5,500 if you didn't try to make him? So, and you know, that's just to say that let the market determine itself. You know, don't just take what somebody offers you for an animal. Be willing to capture the true value of your animal and put it in a situation where it can. You know, I think, and this is an avenue for a person that doesn't have a big registered herd. He can do a really good quality job with just a few, but still be able to capture the same environment that some of the bigger producers that have on-farm sales can capture.
I tell you, and it makes a difference. You got some good consigners tomorrow. We'll talk with Matt and David about that here in just a bit, but great partners and great folks to work with here at Kentucky, Tennessee Livestock Market, and Tom and Stephanie and your dad, Mark Barnett, been in this business for a long time, and actually have here, we'll talk a little bit about your other business up the road here. You got two other market locations. We'll talk about them as well. And one of your auctioneers, I understand, is getting ready to compete on the national level.
Yes,
so that's pretty cool. But we'll talk more at Kentucky, Tennessee Livestock Market. We're on Todd 1070, WEKT 92.1 FM.